Well, it is good to be back at Dayton Memorial. And it's good to see all of you, that you survived New Year's Eve. It's hard to believe, but we've been seeing each other like this since the spring of 2014. So almost 8 years I've been popping over to preach, and I hope I'm not out of out of sync. I mean, I haven't preached since last year. I want to thank Pastor Gladys for the privilege of being here and sharing the sacrament of the Lord's table with you. I understand that Pastor Gladys is in Africa visiting family, and I hope that she's having just a fantastic time and hope she gets back okay, you know, with COVID and airlines canceling flights. But I hope she'll return invigorated and refreshed. I know that her roots are in Africa, and I've never been there. I really would like to go sometime. I came close to going to Africa one time. It was my summer after studying in Edinburgh, Scotland, and I had my backpack and my year rail pass, and I was down in Madrid, Spain. Had seen a bullfight, which is really quite an amazing thing. And I was going to take the train down to Algeciras and take a boat over to the northern part of Africa just to say that I had stepped foot on that continent. But on my trip in Madrid, in the subway, I was pickpocketed. And that sort of does something to you. And I ended up at the U.S. Embassy, trying to get some things sorted out and get some of my cards canceled real quick and so on and so forth. So I never made it to Africa. I, as you know, love to travel and have returned to a number of places over the years. But I still have on my bucket list going to Africa. There is one place that I've been to 5 times on different work camps that I think right now I probably won't ever get back to. And that is the island country of Haiti, which is about an hour flight from Miami. Haiti, as you know, in 2021 went through another massive earthquake. There was a coup d'etat. They murdered the president. The place is overrun with gangs. And about 3 months ago, a group of missionaries from the United States were kidnapped. And I don't know if they were paid a ransom or something, but they got out. And so it's not quite the place I want to visit right now. And that saddens me, because the Haitian people are just so amazing, so talented, friendly, gracious, and some of the finest artists in the world, I think. Well, there's a wonderful story about a little Haitian boy who was asked by his mother to deliver a basket of bread across their village. Well, it was late in the evening and really getting dark, and the village had no electricity. There were a few people in it that had kerosene lamps, but no electricity, and so the little boy was afraid. But his mother assured him that he would be okay, that he would be watched. And so that, with that reassurance, he set off with this basket of bread to a little home around the outside of the village. When he was about 50 feet away from his home, he heard his mom say, "Go on now, I see you." He got about 150 feet away, and he could hear his mother calling, "Go on now, I see you." And even when he passed a house that was a couple hundred feet away, and he had gone past it and was really out of her sight, he could hear his mother shouting, "Go on now, I see you." I would submit to you that on this first Sunday in 2022, that this is the assurance we can have. God sees us. You and me. We are not alone. We have not been thrust into a new year to just fend for ourselves. Like that Haitian mother, God beckons us to go on because he sees us. Now, tiptoeing into the future can be a nerve-wracking thing, can it not? It can seem very overwhelming. It certainly has crossed our mind, will this be the year that we finally get rid of COVID? Will we have good health? Will our family be okay? Will our economy stabilize? Will there finally be peace on earth? Will our nation finally get back to some civility? Will we be able to make ends meet? Oh yeah, sometimes we feel like that little Haitian boy who was asked to go out into the darkness, and like that little boy, we need to hear God say, "Go on now, I see you." The future can seem frightening. I mean, maybe that's the way it's always been. I think of that great episode in human history when Moses led the Hebrew people out of slavery in Egypt into freedom in the Sinai. But when you read the book of Exodus, you find out that it wasn't too long when the Hebrew people cried out that they wanted to go back to Egypt. Because there, at least they had a roof over their heads. There they knew where their next meal was coming from. There they had some semblance of security. Many Hebrews preferred the imprisonments of the past to the freedoms of the future and forgot all about the promises that God would be with them. Above all the uncertainties, they just couldn't seem to hear the words, "Go on now, I see you." Over and over again, God has said words to this effect. When the world's people were desperate for a sign that God was with them, a little baby boy was born in Bethlehem. And let me put a little perspective. As I was reading that, I wanted to break in. Herod was in Jerusalem, and where was the baby to be born? Bethlehem. And first time I was there to visit, I was shocked. Bethlehem is only 5 miles from Jerusalem. It's not like it's as far as Indianapolis is from Dayton. It was just 5 miles. No wonder he was upset. Okay, that's an aside. And when Simeon saw the Christ child, he remarked that he could now die in peace, for he had seen the earth's salvation. And when Anna saw baby Jesus, she went about town spreading the news that God had come and that the people would never be alone again. Then when the wise men from Persia saw for themselves, they also marveled. The light of the world was more than a star in the east. It was a real, live, flesh and blood person who was there to reveal that God cares. Over the centuries, God has continued to say, "I'm here, I'm not far off, I love you. So go on. I see you. I can imagine that each and every one seated in this sanctuary this morning has had an experience or two or three or four or a dozen where you knew that God was present and not far off. It's absolutely amazing that with all the stuff that God has going on, all that God has to be concerned about, that He's interested in you and me. And so if God is interested in us, should we be that concerned about the future? I love the little poem by a woman named Minnie Louise Haskins, entitled The Gate of the Year. And I've left a copy of the sermon on Mary's desk, so if you want a copy of this poem, you can get it from her. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light, that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put thine hand into the hand of God. That shall be to thee better than life and safer than a known way." And so I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me toward the hills and the breaking of the day in the lone east. So heart, be still. What need our little life, our human life, to know if God hath comprehension? I think a great text for this new year is the line from Psalm 121, which reads, "The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forward and forevermore." God is here. Now. And out there in the future, too. And in effect, God says to each of us, "Go on now, I see you." And if God sees us, there is really nothing to fear.